This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has declared an emergency after Suncor Energy shuttered Colorado's only refinery last month. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the move relaxes trucking regulations.
Truckers can now haul heavier loads of gasoline on state highways and work longer hours. Greer Bailey leads the Colorado-Wyoming Petroleum Marketers Association, which represents gas stations across the state. He says that'll help, but drivers should still expect to see higher prices at the pump.
There's existing inventory and supply, which is why we haven't seen like the dramatic effects. But without other suppliers' significant help, that supply curve is going to hit probably within a week.
Suncor provides 30 to 40% of Colorado's diesel and gasoline. The company shut down its Commerce City operation after two fires, one of which injured a pair of employees. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Victimized families are reacting to the 20-year prison sentence given to a former funeral home director who sold body parts without their consent. Joy Christian, whose father's body was dismembered, recalled a conversation she had with her dad before he died.
And all he asked of me was to make sure that I took care of my mother and that I made sure that his ashes were buried with hers. And now I can't do that because I don't know what I have.
Many families received the wrong ashes or a different substance entirely from Sunset Mesa Funeral Home. Its former owner, Megan Hess, and her mother, Shirley Koch, both pleaded guilty to one count of mail